a cutoff and where they got hold of it. Once in a while, you'd have a big old middling in there that'd weigh 50, 60 pounds hanging up.
Yeah.
And they took bear grass and got the blades off of it to hang that on the sticks with.
Yeah.
Maybe an old rat would come along, he'd cut one of them bear grass and that thing would hit the floor and you had to pick it up and clean it off, hang it back up.
Scald it.
Yeah.
Never
well, always you give it a real good scalding when you pick it up after it's took salt.
Yeah.
And then hang it up. And it was pretty well rough as I grew up, but we enjoyed it. And I'll tell you something else. You hear people hollering today, provide this, provide that for the young folks. And way back then, of course, there's more people now. But we provided for our own selves. We'd get out and we'd play ball. And I know I was kind of a loner over here. There wasn't any more boys within 2 miles this way and about 4 this way for me to go run with.
Yeah.
And I just found me a hobby. I like to hunt. And I'd squirrel hunt and in the summer when I wasn't having the farm or something, well, I'd then the creeks never dried up in here.
Yeah.
And there's alligators scattered all around
here. No kidding.
Yeah. These little washed out holes in the woods,
mm-hmm.
It'd be in there. I'd hunt them things every summer. I'd get a kick out of outsmarting that old alligator. He'd go under, he can stay under that water 6 hours too before he has to come up. And
yeah.
But if you just be still, well, after a while he'd come up. And it'll take him an hour to bring his nose 3 inches out of that water there. He's a feeling for you out there.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah.
You used to kill him?
Yeah.
Getting high?
Kill a big one? Yeah.
Tell me about what you do with those.
Well, I'd go skin a red oak tree and get the bark off of it.
Yeah.
And put it in, cut a big old tree down and head it up, split it half open, head it up, and tan them hides.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little ones, when we get into them, well, I'd get them and I'd stuff them, make little stuffs, or if he's real small, you could just take his head and neck and make a watch fob out of it.
Yeah.
Back then, people wore pocket watches instead of wrist watches. And
watch fob, what was that?
It's something that goes on a watch chain that hangs out of your pocket to make it easy to get a hold of, to pull it out to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, anybody that wants to can find a hobby that they like to do. They don't have to wait for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But what sort of, tell me about all the animals you had here. Do you have any kind of, what about that animal that can see in the dark type birds? Do you have any?
Oh, well, yes. You take all your owl family sees in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got an old woodcock, he can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Because, he puts up in the daytime and goes out at night, more or less, to do his feeding. Yeah.
Yeah, I've shot those babies before. I can't hit them. What's the secret to hitting a woodcock? They just go straight up.
He'll go straight up, but then he'll take off.
Yeah.
And, well, you just got to shoot where he's going to be when he gets there.
He scares the devil out of me.
Yeah.
I never.
Woodcock and the quail both has a tendency to make you jump when he comes up.
Yeah.
And I saw old quail get up that had been shot into, and he'd go out to a little piece, and then he'd just zigzag that way, dodging the shot that was going to come.
Uh-huh.
And
that's more bird.
Oh, I tell you, all this stuff is endowed with a way to take.